Paul, frustrated?
Oh, very much so. We'd made a few changes as well, and some lads I hadn't played were going to play, and disappointing for the supporters travelling 4 hours, and it's something we should look at, that they travel that long distance, and got to go way back up to Blackburn, and it's disappointing for everybody concerned.
Has the referee called it right?
Listen, I'm not going to criticise any referee making a decision like that. The rain is still another hour or so, or an hour for the game to go ahead, and the rain's not easing up, and as you can see, the pitch is getting worse, but it's a big call for him to make.
When you arrived here and had a first look at it, did you feel you could go ahead?
I actually came and thought nothing of it. I thought just rain, it'll be fine, and it wasn't until I'm on it, I thought it was probably more surface water there than I actually thought, and then it just seems to be gradually getting worse. And the problem they've got here is the pitch is firm, so the water's just lying on top. So you can still get a bounce and a roll, but it's dangerous.
What did the referee say to yourself and John Sheridan?
He just asked what we thought, and John and I wanted it on. As I said before, I don't really fancy coming back down here on a Tuesday night again in the long distance. We're not going to have the same gate, because people can't go off work for the next day, and it's disappointing from Newport's point of view with their crowd as well. It would have been a good atmosphere, I think, here today, but you can't do anything about the weather.
And it was a chance, as you've indicated, for you to have a look at one or two who you haven't seen in competitive action.
That's disappointing, really disappointing, because people were going to play that hadn't been playing, and disappointing for them lads as well, because as I said, I've only been here a short time, and you want to run your eye over everybody, and I've not got the opportunity to do it.
Is there a bit of a silver lining in that Tuesday night's coming up thick and fast against QPR?
Well, you want to play. As a footballer, you want to play games, and now we've got a game on Tuesday, as you rightly said there. But and we've got another backlog with this one in the Middlesbrough game. So, yeah, but that's the way it is.
It'll take some fitting into that schedule, won't it?
Yeah, and we're going to have to utilise everybody now, probably. But that, as I said, you can't do nothing about the nature. Nature happens, and if you wear like that, it's nobody's fault.
And at the end of the day, I suppose player safety was paramount in the referee's mind?
Player safety, fans safety, fans get standing. I mean, under the, obviously, Blackburn Rovers end, there's no roof either. People are going to get absolutely soaked there for an hour and a half, and probably longer than an hour and a half. So it's from that point, everything about it is disappointing.
And you're scheduled for Tuesday, so I suppose it's the long journey home, and the lads will be in training tomorrow, will they?
They've been tomorrow, yeah, which they were anyway. We can do a little bit more due to the game being off, so... Yeah, go home and recover and then get going again.
In the lap of the gods, and they've won.
That's lap of the gods, and you can't change it. That's as you say, that's football.